The Merrifield Auditorium dates from 1939 and the interior was designed in the Art Deco style of the 30s. In the last 74 years, it has been the community center for many important events of all types where people can share and enjoy the local and world events that are presented there in the well-laid-out building. However, time takes its toll on mankind and all that they have built. Recently, the popular community building has been showing its age despite the many hours of volunteer work by people in the area. At the moment, it would appear that the building's exterior needs some repairs. So, what to do? Auditorium board members and area volunteers came up with a plan to have a fundraiser to start the needed repairs. Merrifield, like many other rural communities in Saskatchewan and Manitoba, have a lot of active seniors who, back in the 50s and 60s, were rocking and rolling teenagers. So, a popular rock and roll revival group out of Saskatchewan, booked for February 4th, was a trip down memory lane with 50s and 60s rock and roll. Despite light snow, the delicious cold plate buffet supper became so crowded, more tables and chairs had to be brought in, while others chose to take their plates upstairs to get the best seat for the concert. Bar service was also available both at the buffet and in the auditorium. A little after 7 p.m. most of the seats were filled as the band, the Bromantics, came on stage with their 50s-era bomber jackets to start their show. Before any rock and roll happened, the whole house did a loud version of the Happy Birthday song. Lead singer Tim Lynchick knew how to work the crowd. He and the band kept the house laughing, singing, toe-tapping and dancing. The organizers set up a dance floor just below the stage and as the concert went on, more and more people got up on the dance floor. In fact, during the evening a large conga line danced through the theater, led by Barb Dennis of Wawota, to the popular Calypso song, Jump in the Line, Shake, Shake, Senora, made popular by Harry Belafonte back in the 50s. During The Twist, the dance floor was crowded with young and old. So far, no reports of back injuries. The first song of the evening was the all-time rock and roll classic from 1955, Rock Around the Clock, by Bill Haley and the Comets. For the next 3 hours we heard, sang along with, or if you were brave enough to go up to the dance floor and twist and shout, the musical memories of our life. There were younger people there and the music got to them too. As one young person said, you had the best music back then. For the almost three-hour show, we were treated to Rockin' Robin, Hound Dog, At the Hop, Good Golly Miss Molly, Twistin' the Night Away, Tutti Frutti, Tequila, which the audience took an active part in, Pretty Woman, La Bamba, Barbara Ann, Proud Mary, Oh Diana and so many other classics. However, the Bromantics were no one-trick pony. They showcased several of their own originals with some of the evening songs bearing a resemblance to the Downchild Blues Band, who actually appeared in a Moosomin hotel over 40 years ago. The talented band members could, and did, play a variety of other instruments. Two musical specials included a performance by local resident Troy Downer, of the 1964 hit, The House of the Rising Sun, The Animals, and the drum solo classic of 1963, Wipe Out, played by the lead singer and Robert Hawkinson. All too soon it was over. The Bromantics were given a standing ovation. One of the auditorium volunteers, Val Fouillard, said, "We were so pleased with the attendance, the support of local and area businesses and individuals and the success of the show. Also, with the many volunteers who helped make it all happen." Fouillard added, "This building is an important part of the community's history and with the future repairs and renovations it will be here for future Merrifield and area communities to enjoy."